Welcome to our hangout stream where we're 12 years old.
Hey, what's up? Hey, so here's the deal. This is what we're talking about here. We've been in the midst of preparation for podcast 100.
Oh my god.
400.
Every time I've talked to you about it, you've said that.
We've called it 100.
Podcast 400
we're gonna reset.
Is in the works. However, it's not ready for the human eye. It's not ready for public consumption. Here's the thing. We didn't want to miss another fun live stream with all you guys. So we decided this is basically podcast 399B. This is just us shooting the shit. It's not a formal podcast.
It's like the after show.
It's like an after show, but it's the whole show. We're just sitting here informal at my place, just kind of talking and saying things, and there's no
talking and saying things.
All of the above, and there, you know, no expectation. We're just chilling. We're hanging out in the AC at our studio. There were power issues.
What?
And here at home, I've had internet issues. So I thought this was the lesser of two evils, and we're gonna just stream and talk. And hey, if you got something to say in the chat, say it because we can see it.
But don't spray it.
Say it, but don't.
Hey!
So that's basically it, you know. So say what you're gonna say, Royce. If you're watching, you know, put this whole show up on the Micah 64 podcast channel.
Hey, Royce,
we're not gonna put it on the main channel.
You probably don't have to do that.
Why not?
But you also can just hit record and walk away.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. No pressure, Royce.
So people are asking, though, what's gonna go up on Tuesday? This will not go up on Tuesday. This is just for you guys.
Yeah.
What'll go up on Tuesday is podcast 400, right?
Which, let me say, get your expectations up as high as you possibly can.
Say in the chat exactly what you want it to be. Do you want it to be the Faircast?
Yeah.
Do you want it to be another Disneyland cast?
Where
do you want it from? The old studio? Rocco's bedroom?
Don't tease it.
Whatever you guys want it to be, definitely get your expectations
up.
It's definitely
going to be at the fair and Disneyland.
Yeah,
and I think we even arranged it to go to the new Disneyland in Shanghai.
Oh,
so we got Shanghai. Get ready.
Can we get that foot out?
Get ready.
I don't want to see that foot in the shot.
There is nudity.
Yep.
There is cursing.
Short finger bang story. Buffet cast.
And there is the finger bang story.
Wow.
So,
orgy cast.
Yep.
Wow. I'm glad
you
I was
will
there.
See full penetration.
Yep.
Wow. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh yeah. Not going to say who, what, or where, but it does happen. So anyways.
Throw up your fours for 400.
Enjoy.
Get your pink ready.
You know, the one thing that I do forget about is when we stream it this way, I don't think they can watch it on mobile.
Oh, good.
I just realized that. So, as many people watching tonight.
Get a fucking computer, bro.
Go buy a computer and check it out. Run to Best Buy real fast.
Get
a Dell. Fuck a Mac. What?
I was just thinking, sometimes Royce does catch these and archive them, throw them on the Reddit. People, if you're not on the Reddit, check that out.
Yeah.
It could show up there next week.
But you know what? Hey, get exactly what they're saying. Get off your cell phone for once.
Yeah, go home.
Stop playing Pokemon Go.
Go back inside where the AC's on, like us. Put on some pink lighting.
Yeah.
Crack open the Twitch app.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear that a kid was playing Pokemon Go and found a dead body?
Yeah.
That's rad.
I think that is all bullshit.
You think it's real?
I think there are about 10 fake stories all around.
That was on CNN, though.
There's someone got stabbed. Wow. Someone found a dead body.
CNN is the real one.
Did you guys hear about the guy who lost 50 pounds playing Pokemon Go?
No, that happened?
Wow. No, but I'm telling you right now, in about 6 months, you're going to see that story.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
The one I heard was that people were luring other players to rob them.
Oh, because you can throw the incense.
So you can throw the incense, and then they would like wait out at night in a fucking dark parking lot, and then people would show up looking for Pokemon, and they would get their iPhone 6s stolen.
That's awesome.
That is fucked up.
Brilliant. Yeah.
I don't know if that was a real headline or not, but that's fucked.
Have you guys seen that people are finding Pokemon in their bathrooms?
No.
Yep.
That's fucking crazy. There are pictures. I couldn't believe it.
There was an Ekans in my bed on my dick.
What?
No joke.
Wow.
I took a picture. It was right there, like in my crotch area. I took a picture, but I don't want to post it because I feel like there's too much of that.
You guys gotta save it for
a good day.
There's way too much of that.
See?
Micah 64. Tell them. We'll go. I'm like, isn't this a weird place to see this Pokemon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, where is it? Where is a normal place to see a fucking Pokemon?
Hey, I went to the Pokemon store and there's one here. Okay, well then, you found a normal one. Otherwise, it's all not appropriate.
What are you doing in the sea?
There's one at a restaurant where we eat.
Can you believe he's at the grocery store?
There's a cloister in the produce aisle?
Yeah.
I haven't played it for this reason. It's like now, so oversaturated.
Now that said,
I think it looks like, I'm so glad that people are enjoying it and everything.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a lot of fun. I don't want to take away from anyone's like enjoyment.
No.
Like, just as someone who's not playing it and just being inundated with that, like it's like shocking how like oversaturated that became so fast. Like everyone became like, this is like the funniest fucking thing. And it's like, it is absurd. September.
Yeah. But I was going to say, it really is a game changer in terms of what it does. It's not like the most exciting, I guess, game as a game ever, but the technology, and we talked about it back then when they announced it, is really game changing. Because again, I'm not, I never really played Pokemon or anything like that, but it's awesome, like being out and like, it, just the passive nature of playing it. It's like, I'm out getting yogurt and it's like, oh, there's like two things. Oh, let me get those.
Yeah.
Okay, now I have, and I look online and it's like, yeah, no one can find, you know, I'm just making this up, a Cubone. No one can find that. Shit, I found that out in the parking lot. Are you serious? Like, just the nature of whatever. It's fun, just checking into it every, you know.
I'm really excited for the chat to be like, well, I found Cubone really easy, actually. Rachel,
you got a Cubone.
Jesus Christ, Garrett.
You saw one?
There you go. Thanks, Garrett.
I wanted to prove a point. I've been... I've been playing as well. This is the second Pokemon game I've ever played. The first one being Pokemon Snap, and now it's this one.
You guys gotta convey. You're playing the hits as long as there's cameras involved.
Yeah.
As long as there's cameras, I'm in.
Hey, in all honesty, though, it's the same nature, though.
Yeah, where as long as like, you make it a little different than the actual Pokemon game, I'll play it.
Yeah.
I've decided.
Yeah, I'm with them.
And I'm sure that they will... I'm sure that there will be better things and versions or whatever to come where you actually battle. Because my whole thing is, like, I'd love to be able to just battle somebody or whatever. You can't really even do that, but... If you go to a gym, there's some kind
you
of.
You're gonna be level 5, then I'm not there yet. I'm level 4, like in the
I don't know.
There's levels and there's rewards for leveling up.
I did that right before I came here.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I did that. They love it. They're having so much fun doing this.
The coolest thing about it is that you can just meet people on the street. Like, you'd never normally talk to anybody random that you meet on the street.
Yeah,
that's what's interesting.
We were driving past a church today, and it was a Pokestop, and I was like, oh, there's a church. And two guys were standing outside the church, and one guy was like prison squatting on the floor, and I was like, what's this guy doing? And he was like motioning to roll down the window, and he went, Pokemon Go? This is a gym here. This guy joined like
I don't
we had a chat with a guy that we never would have spoken to otherwise.
That is cool. But what I don't quite get about the game is like they didn't really give you much when you start playing it.
No
instructions.
Like,
there's no instructions.
I don't like that at all.
I don't like that because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
No, I think it's great.
Well, like, again, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and I don't like that. So what I'm saying is, it's like
I didn't really know kind of where like when it just turned me loose.
Yeah, like, and maybe if you play Pokemon before,
no. It's completely...
Oh, so then I'm an idiot. But what
I just think it's really cool that you just get a chance to explore...
Well, no, I get it, but like, I don't... I just wish it would have said, like, hey, I just don't know, like, when...
Yeah, I guess it could...
So we just had this... Me and Brian just had a conversation about... I wish that there were less tutorials in games. Because I feel like most games that you play... kind of know what you're doing.
Yeah.
This is really different and probably, I haven't played it at all,
like the first
but probably could have used a little bit of hand-holding because you're literally doing augmented reality with your cell phone, which you've probably never done before.
Yeah, right.
And it's so, like, it's location-specific and all this other stuff. Yeah, you can figure it out, but, like, when you have 4 kids and probably not a lot of time, you probably just want to, like, go.
Yeah, I just want... And then, like,
I get it.
Even, like, there's no practice, like, really to, like, how to catch the Pokemon, which is kind of tricky, I feel like.
They search off with, like, 50 balls, so you can kind of figure it out.
Sure, they do that, but it's just still, like, it's...
So you can miss?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's, you miss a lot.
There's no combat. So, like,
Even, like, the Pokestops, like, oh, here's one that's, you know, at the bay, and I'm right there, okay. But I don't even get, like, how do I... I'm here.
You swipe the thing, and it gives you items.
Swipe what thing?
So, like, if there's
a little swipe thing?
Yeah.
But see, there's no direction in that.
Exactly.
And I don't know.
There was the first time, I think. Have a little thing where
I'm dumb.
But yeah, I don't remember ever seeing any.
But the thing is, like, there is no tutorials on how to locate a Pokemon, what the icons or how the interface of the system works. Yeah. The part of it that is fun is the walking around and like, oh, I encountered this, here's a Pokestop. But like, oh, cool, I can track a Clefairy. Okay, now, how do I know if it's close or far or near? Like, the little footsteps actually are a radar, so the less there are, the closer there is.
I see.
Like, there's, like, you get an incubator for your eggs so you can hatch new Pokemon.
Which I didn't even know what that was.
So, if you need more instruction, like... Yeah. You can go to my Miitomo.
Oh, okay.
I've just been writing
I've got a plan too. I think I'll wait another week before I start playing, and then I'll just watch a YouTube video and like some 6-year-old give me the full how to play Pokemon Go.
I googled how to Pokemon Go and I read all of that and I'm like, okay, I got this now.
Yeah, they're probably up already.
It was up. It was up by the second day, and it's super easy.
That's what you're saying, and I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
And that should be in...
It just should...
If it was a 30-second video in the game, it's like, hey, this is what it is. Yep. And everyone is going to be using this technology. There's going to be a billion apps like this in the next, I don't know, 6 months?
Yeah.
Next week. It's such a big thing that this is going to explode.
Yeah.
Everyone right now is making something like this. So, like, for the first time, though, hey, this is what this is.
Yeah.
It's kind of, like, fucking me up that they never... Pokemon never made, like... a big RPG type game. It's just like the same game over and over. Mm-hmm. And now it's not only on like a different platform, mm-hmm. it's on a cell phone. And now it's technology that's like augmented reality. It skipped all the steps that everybody said and went so far ahead in like
the
future.
Next thing.
Yeah.
I want to go back in time to when I was riding my bike to an ice cream shop with my friends Jason TJ to trade all of our Pokemon around so we could like evolve our Kadabras, and I just want to go, listen, you're going to have a phone in your pocket that you point, and there are Pokemon, and they're everywhere.
Somebody was showing me, like, in Disneyland, there's, like, 50 Pokestops.
Yeah. The castle is a gym.
Who
makes these Pokestops?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. Me too.
Random things.
There's an abandoned tire shop in El Cajon, and it's a Pokestop.
Yeah.
Well, I made that one, but I'm going to rob you.
There's a little...
I'm going to come out with a tire iron and you're fucked.
Kevin, don't tell anyone I did this.
I think you're talking about.
Yeah, because like by my house, it's like electrical boxes and stuff. Wow. Like it's like, painted orange box mural.
They just built this brand new condo complex, kind of like a block away from me. And there's this crazy fountain in front of it, and the fountain is a stop. And it's like, fountain. It's like, who did
the picture?
Yeah.
Like,
it's gotta be Google Street View shit, right?
It's
gotta
be. It's taken from Google.
I think so too. Because it's all using the
maps.
It's all you log in.
It makes sense otherwise.
Because the same team made a game before that that was their own game that wasn't affiliated with anything else. So they basically taken the technology and the maps from that, tracked it into this, and made this
groundwork was there.
Interesting. Yeah.
There was a thread on Reddit that's like the same company, Niantic or whatever it's called, is like it proves the point of like just slap Pokemon on it and it will sell.
Yeah.
They had a game. I'm lifting this straight from Reddit. It's like game with more features, augmented reality, blah 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 blah. Did no market share. Nobody knew about it. Absolutely no penetration. Throw Pokemon all over it.
That's what I've always said. Never try to market your thing. Just make a technology that works and have somebody buy it from you.
Yeah.
Like all these game streaming things and stuff like that. Everybody's like, I'm going to come out with my own console. I'm going to do all this. Don't do that. Yeah. Sony's just going to buy you and then use your technology.
I just had the perfect example of that. I lost. Oh, no. Siri.
Yeah.
Hello. Siri was its own thing, not by Apple.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was like, we're developing this really... really well done speech recognition system. What are you going to do with it? Yeah, we're not sure yet. Apple wants it. Just give it.
Well, didn't Apple buy the Beats headphones?
Yeah, well, they bought Beats. Beats was its own big existing.
Google, but it had a technology with it.
Yeah, they didn't even want the headphones because they wanted that streaming algorithm that they
used. They bought that Translate app thing, and now you just point your phone. Now it's called Google Translate.
Yeah.
You point your phone and text. And it changes it.
I used to have an app
like Rosetta Stone shit.
When I went to Japan, I had an app that I paid for that you would like point at signs and it would change shit.
So it's free now. It's called Google Translate.
Wow.
And it is
awesome.
Yeah,
that
looks so cool.
That to me is like,
no.
That's what I want in the future.
It won't match like, nice. You know, Dead or Alive font, but it will match the color and roughly the shape of the
Really?
It's like, it's really cool. Everyone is on hoverboards, which are just segues without the
handle on them.
And like, I can point my phone and catch Pokemon and then swap over and then, like, translate a Chinese menu.
And that's a form of augmented reality,
it is.
Too.
It's fun. It's awesome. That's the feature tech that I'm super into.
I was just going to say, another good example of what you're talking about, like, find a way to just sell it to someone's hands if you can't, is David Perry, I think he used to work for Shiny or own Shiny, developed Gaikai, which was streaming...
Oh, yeah.
Play a game over a stream as opposed to having it locally.
Yeah.
And it was like, how are you going to, like, kind of, well, OnLive had their own box.
Yeah,
so they talked to him, like, what box are you going to make that'll compete with this? He's just, finally, he sold to Sony. And he was like, this is what I was waiting for. I could not pull that box off on my own. It was going to be a shitty box.
Yeah.
I waited and I waited, and then Sony showed up.
I had, what was that other box that you said?
OnLive.
Yeah. I had one of those.
Well, you got it for free, didn't you?
I did.
Yes, I got one too.
I could never get it to work.
Me neither.
We got them at some con. We went to
GDC.
Line. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could never get the fucking thing to work.
I guess they tried to do it themselves.
I think it was PAX.
Was a PAX.
I don't think
that would not be a PAX anymore.
No. They used to really give some good shit away, man.
Yeah, that's
and we
crazy.
Got Comic-Con coming up in like 2 weeks.
Oh my god.
They don't give shit away anymore.
It's a week and a half.
Before we get to Comic-Con, can you believe that Robert Koo left Penny Arcade?
I know. That makes me so sad. I love Robert Koo.
Wait, I don't know this.
Yeah, Robert Koo left.
July 1st, he like...
Oh, retired though?
Oh, I don't know.
I think he did.
If he retired, I'd be happy for him. Like, dude, go be a baller on a beach somewhere.
Robert Koo, baller on the beach.
That's the goal.
I mean, that's Koopy Castle on a nutshell.
There you go.
Hey, maybe he'll do the video now.
Maybe.
Hey, send a text. Text him right now.
Text him and say,
it's gonna be weird not seeing him.
Congratulations on retirement. Can you make that video?
Yeah. So Robert Koo's Koopy Castle. What's up?
No. Also, we want to make iDosing Part 2.
When are you free? Just a little. Yeah, I can't believe he left though. Like that's a bummer. I love that guy.
I know.
Yeah.
He's been there forever.
It's funny though because we first started doing PAX, he was hanging out with us all the time. But by the end he was so fucking busy, like it was like a Robert Koo sighting. Oh, there he was. Okay, saw him, how was it? Like
But he would always find time to come by and hang out with
if he could, but it's a huge convention now. Like I totally get how
the last few years have been great though, because there'd be like a sighting in which we would shout something obscene or embarrassing at him, and then he would duck away pretending he didn't know.
Pretending.
Yeah.
My favorite was when he was at Comic-Con, because that was the time when we actually get to hang out with him. He came by our booth and just like,
hang out.
Swamped. And no one cared about Ronald Koo there.
Yeah.
Wasn't Dave there too?
Dave was. Yeah.
The person I've been seeing post about Pokemon Go the most has been Dave.
Really?
It's been nonstop.
He's into it.
Yo, check it out, I went to the Bay. Look, I'm out in front of this convenience store. Whoa, everyone's... Team Blue. It's like, Jesus Christ, dude, calm down.
Even like, say you could choose teams?
I'm still there.
Once you reach level 5, pick a team.
See, so they had a video about
small
it.
Small problem. Keeps crashing.
Everyone's using it.
It's full of problems.
I caught a Ponyta, and then the app just froze.
Yep. Oh, no!
How are you going to find a new Ponyta?
I want my Fire Horse to be a... What is it? What are they?
Rapidash.
If you caught it, if it went in the bowl, it should still be new.
Also, I just have to keep logging in because I have to do it
all the
time.
Yeah,
that's me. Every time it does.
Oh, every time you do it.
And half the time it tells me you can't do it.
Are you using a Pokemon Trainer account or a Google account?
Well, Pokemon Trainer is like, the servers are down.
Yeah, you can't do it. It's got to be Google.
Yep. Huh. So I signed in with Google.
So I think what happened was they knew it was going to be big, but they had no idea it was going to be this big.
Well, yeah, you can't test that.
Yeah,
This is Jenny went to a baby shower today, and the moms there were talking about Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
So
everywhere I go, there's people on their phones with this thing.
We passed by a kid playing it.
It's crazy. It's legit. Like, it's big.
Yeah, I gotta try it out. I might just wait till everything's a little more stable.
Waiting for it to
come out.
I'm really glad. It seems to be original 150.
Yeah.
Yes, it is now.
That's awesome. I don't need any of the fucking new bullshit.
No, me neither.
I think
Gigantua and fucking
Zipagross or whatever.
I don't even know, dude.
Chester Rumble.
There was a trash bag in black.
What was the guy's name when we said he sounded like an 80s villain? With Chet. Remember, it was like there's one of them, it was a frog, and his name was like Chet or something.
Chet the frog.
Remember? It's like, no, remember we saw him, and it was like, that sounds like the name of a villain in an 80s ski movie.
Where did we see this? Was it at a PAX?
No.
Rokey?
Comic Con. They were giving out, you could choose which one, and it was like, I got this one because his name is like Chet. Chetaram, Chetmeister, or something. I remember Pokemon being
a thing one year where everyone had hats and they had like, they were the three new starters like two generations ago, and everyone had like those stupid like little paper hats. What were those Pokemon? I don't even remember.
She's catching an Ekans that's like in, like it's on my foot.
Yeah.
Oh shit! What?
She just got.
Whoa! Take a picture and post it.
In here, you didn't tell us?
I'm not gonna do that.
They're literally everywhere.
It's frozen again.
Earlier, I caught a fucking Zubat.
Wait.
Oh shit.
Wait,
it was like a Bondi.
Wait.
What?
What if you catch the Ekans and you, like, what if he bites you? Do you know, in the original game, you had to be like a high level?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
No.
That just made me think, because we were talking about the levels. Are there levels to the Pokemon?
Yeah, there's a combat kind of, like.
Are there levels?
Missed.
So are there levels to like? Okay, I'm level 3. I can't have like a level 8 Pokemon.
No. Well, apparently, the higher your level is, the more rare the Pokemon that will appear.
Oh, really?
So like, I'm level 5. I'm getting common Pokemon, but I think the more levels you gain, you can gain levels by like playing the game, by catching Pokemon.
Ain't gonna see Mewtwo's until a year from now.
What I was curious about, because I'm like, if you're gonna like, oh look, everyone's got an Oddish, and it's like, yeah, well, guess what? I got Rhinox or whatever. I'm coming to kick
Rhinox.
Shit.
Rhinox,
dude, the Beast Wars.
Hell yeah! Well, that's the new crossover.
Rhinox Maximize.
Okay, so there's a Pokemon in this room. Let's say if Rachel gets it, can Ryan get it now, or is it gone?
Yeah, but it is there. It's not like you get a random set and she gets a random set. You'll see the same one, but you can both get it.
But you can both get it.
Yeah.
That's the Ekans that you had relations with in your
bedroom. Oh, that's
Dick
Ekans. That's Rocco's dick.
Dickens.
Can you name it Rocco's dick?
Okay.
Little Dickens.
Cool. Brian just caught it, and he's naming it Rocco's dick.
Nice, thank you. Hey, I was going to say, too, the one thing that I was hoping they would have, and I guess it's coming in an update, like, anytime now, is trading.
Oh, yeah.
That goes a long way. Like, that goes a long way where you can trade each other and stuff. That'll be a lot of fun.
They also need to have like a friends list or more. Like,
there's no friends list right now.
There's no like no. so. There's
it's
no,
very
like,
basic right now.
Social thing about it.
You know what? Maybe it is there, and we just don't know because there's no fucking instructions.
They probably released it because
now
at the beginning there's like a whole instructions that you must have said.
They released it now, I think, because they can't, like, they don't. It's gonna be bogged down by if they release it.
Yeah.
So release it when it has the bare minimum stuff right now, and add it later when everything's stable.
It won't let you need
to
run this
game. Yeah. I think they're gonna increase the, like, they're gonna go to the other generations as well. So they are gonna actually put
add
like
more Pokemon.
I don't want other Pokemon. I just want 150, and that's it.
That's all I am too. That's all I care about.
To be fair, I'm not. I don't even have the
because
game.
After you get the 150, then you did it.
Yeah, they need to.
Don't, yeah, so we should have 1,500.
No, 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 no. I'm saying don't do that because then, if the goal is so like impossible, then I'm not gonna play anymore. But 150 is attainable. Like, I can maybe arrange that eventually.
In like a couple months, though, they're gonna expand it.
I don't want a Sweezel and a kittens.
Like, I don't
really.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm gonna catch those.
Cheadle or what was his name?
Don Cheadle.
Chespin. Frog or Chespin. That's what it was. Chespin.
It was Chespin.
There's only one problem.
I do.
Chespin's dad.
I do remember you. The 80s movie thing sounds right now.
Yeah.
Thinking action movies and it's pop collar like.
That's what it was.
Hair slick back. Oh shit! It's Chespin.
I'll be a all of the ski tournament. Yeah. There's only one thing to worry about. Chespin. Hey guys.
It's like the villain karate game.
My dad's gonna close your studio. Yeah. So anyway.
I do remember.
We have
that.
To win the tournament. To
yeah, exactly.
Just the right amount of money.
We're taking Chespin down. Chespin. Yeah. You got the $20,004 you needed. Wow.
$20,004.
However many.
Or you're $4 short and somebody finds $4 in their back pocket.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Or a homeless person turns in a rare coin that becomes $2,000. Do you remember that? It happens like 8 times in UHF.
Really?
It's like, yeah, they're like, oh, we didn't buy enough shares to get back the network. Hey, mister! I just found that penny you gave me earlier was actually a rare penny, and I just sold it. I got $1,000! I'll take a bunch of shares! Yeah, we won!
Yes, like
that was an excellent. That was an excellent.
Really good obscure impression, but you nailed it.
I can only do good impressions of obscure shit.
Yeah, Howard Stern needs some work with that.
Wasn't there one I did the other day? Oh, no. There's a guy. People at home aren't even going to care.
Good.
There's guy we talked to.
No one here is going to care either.
Exactly. No one but me and Chuck. But I can do impressions of things nobody cares about. And that was one. And then there's a guy that we meet at the DVD factory when we turn in our DVDs named Earl. And he talks like this. Rocco, hey, bring him on down, man. Good to see you. If you had met him right now, you'd be gone. Oh, fuck!
He's dead on. If Rocco called him, I was talking to Earl on the phone.
I tell you what, if you care about your business, you gotta vote Romney.
Yeah.
Hey, Earl, we got
if you knew Earl, you'd be dying.
Earl to a T.
So everyone out there, if you run into a guy named Earl, get him to talk.
Hey,
and then play this clip back and see if it's the right Earl.
That's good.
It's
any Earl.
Yeah, but what a weird impression to get. I got Earl and the guy that's almost got the U.S.
Still working on Adam Carolla.
When you say it's Adam Carolla, I can hear it. If you didn't say who it was, I can really
Adam Carolla. Adam
fit in
Carolla.
More construction terms.
Okay, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, Robert, go ahead and fit in some
construction terms. Compound miter saw.
This deck is not built up to code, all right?
Oh, no.
That's not good.
No, that's good.
No.
It's on its way.
It's on its way.
Hey, everybody, we worked on some 80s lighting before we started, so I just want to double check, is that good, or should we...
He wants to show off his...
Oh!
He wants to show off his fucking lighting.
We're not as pink as we were before.
80s? Mm-hmm. Or that's... Joker?
Now, it's a lot of...
Or The Matrix.
What do you mean, Jorker?
A little more green.
These are the themes? It's called Matrix?
It comes
preloaded.
He made them.
Oh, because it's like green code.
Hell is just lights on.
Someone adjusted this because it's supposed to be red.
Regular.
Hell
that
is just
was
normal.
Normal. Yeah, that's just
I
normal.
Got you, fucker. This is opposite day. We're in heaven.
Yeah, this got fucked up. Here's a nice sunset.
Oh.
That's hell.
This is hell.
I'll look like Kid Boo.
What a...
What
else you got there? You got like Haunted Mansion?
What? No, I don't have that. What other things did you make up?
Where's Tron? You have the Tron one?
That's kind of Tron.
What time does this podcast start?
When does it start? When does it start? 10 minutes into this, someone in the chat said, "So when is the podcast?"
It's a lot more fun doing a podcast. I don't have to edit it later.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the hell out of this, guys.
I don't understand. You don't have to edit it. You just do nothing.
I could, but then that would just be. I love them so much.
You love them.
Who?
All 551 people watching this right now.
Name some. Just shout out.
Name some.
Yeah. Like, top tier. Love.
Go ahead, Jordan Jones.
Jordan Jones.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, go ahead and name one.
Number one. No, I was asking.
No, I know. I want you to name one. Like, you're
always,
I'm
going to say
fuck the fans.
It's easy. Royce Kukam.
Well, Royce is always a
problem. No, Sean, you said Jordan
Sorry.
Jones.
It's true. Sorry.
So, Royce, I want you to know that I'm thinking of you.
Wow.
Fair enough.
Jordan, I want you to know I'm not thinking of you.
I also want to give a shout out to Nick Bone, Oddstroy, Dappy 2, Marks a Lot. Demon35, Alment 25,
Chillwave, fuck yeah,
Windy
I like
Bun,
it.
Cosmic Lights,
Nick V.
This can be the whole
There's Jordan Jones, my guy, right there.
He's in there?
Oh, hey,
yeah, of course he is. Hey, guys, Old Spunk Burrito showing up again.
Yep.
Oh, Sean,
Spunk Burrito.
Red Beer Bear.
Gravity Milkshake.
Hey, I wonder if any of the people who pick these names has ever... heard them or said them out loud. Because I think you realize some things. Space Tit.
Grandbone is still my favorite.
Sock Pens.
Vulva Vagina.
Swishy 102226.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Swishy.
I wish Ustream's gone now. That app is gone.
I don't know. It's going away, but I haven't checked to see if it's gone.
Is it possible for us to stream us watching Ustream?
Because
that would be the best.
Yeah, what if we could, like...
It's still on PS4, is that what you're talking about?
Right, so I'm saying, would it be possible
to comment
in this, we could, like, bring our 500 viewers over and we could all watch
picture about that.
I don't know. If I had HDMI cables, we could rig some shit to work, but...
Yeah.
We need computers and everything.
Oof.
Yeah, yeah. Never mind. But that would be sick if we could just, like...
That'd be
if
fun,
people
wouldn't
even know that everyone was, like, we were commentating on single watching.
If we were at the studio, we'd probably rig something like that up and yeah. live commentate.
Oh, that? Easily.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
we should do that.
We should.
That's just what Eric and
we should call I Spy, because you don't know that everyone's watching on.
Yeah, right?
They know we're watching.
Oh, I Spy's good.
Yeah.
I Spy.
Yeah,
let's do that sometime.
Hey, we should do that as a Patreon-only donation. Oh, wait, we only have the one. And it's Friend Dimension, and it just went up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Segment. What'd you guys play?
We played Trials of the Blood Dragon.
Oh, yeah. So that's a sequel to the sequel to Far Cry.
Sort of.
It's a
like,
Trials.
But
it's
trials
a
Trials game.
The bike. Yeah, but it's all Blood Dragon stuff. Jack, from Achievement Hunter, does a voice in the game.
No shit.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
That's cool.
So does, what's his name? He was Kyle Reese in Terminator.
Really? Well, he's like on the cover of the Blood
he's
Dragon.
He's like narrating it.
Oh, that is him, right? He does,
I think
he does
is.
The main voice on, yeah, for Blood Dragon. I'm pretty sure that's him.
No.
That Blood Dragon.
Did Brandon Camillo do Trials voices?
He did.
First
one.
In the
yeah.
Rick
the
first
Rick
one
Young.
For Xbox,
yeah. Yeah, okay.
I've never played one of those games.
Well, they're fun.
I love them.
But I love this new Trials game. You know, I said this on the Friend Dimension we did. I said this, I know it was controversial, but I like Trials better than Far Cry. I don't want to play Far Cry.
Uh-huh.
And even Far Cry Blood Dragon, I just didn't... I don't think the gameplay is that compelling in that game, really. Uh-huh. But having that style on a Trials game, I thought was super fitting for that game. It was...
Yeah.
But the fact that they added the platforming levels, they're very
shadow
complex, yeah. And then
you're on foot.
There's parts that are on foot. Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
And then like,
it's great.
You fuck up with
really?
The factory, and then you have to get on your bike.
Yeah, then you get on
your
bike
and
it's
on.
Oh, I want to get
yeah,
this
yeah, it's fun. And the platforming parts, it's not like the greatest platforming you've ever done, but they're fun.
But the fact that there's other stuff to mix it up, because I thought it was just the bike.
They had
so
bad. Yeah, shooting people, yeah, stealth, yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's super cool.
That's
so anyway, we played some of that on Friend Dimension, which if you contribute to our Patreon, you could see
even $1.
Oh, you know, some people are you know aren't happy. There's a thing that's kind of like behind something that you got, but all you have to do it's $1.
We made it as
$1.
Low as we could possibly make it
as
honestly,
low as we can go.
That's what we did. We asked Patreon what's the lowest we can do, and they said $1.
And there's actually like fruitful, fun conversation going on, like in the comments of it. All the quote unquote all the. You know, not any of you guys, but the, you know, the casuals, they don't watch the podcast. You know, they just pop in YouTube and go, where's VidGames IRL? Where's, do a collabo with JonTron? You know,
yeah.
Those people who just post that stuff.
Yeah,
they're out.
And
they're out. Give $1.
Some of the best advice I ever got in my whole entire life at the Kobe swap meet was an old guy selling dumb paintings and said, worth $1 ever makes you laugh.
Exactly. There was
exactly.
somebody
exactly.
on the subreddit who said that. There was, it was, oh, the Friend Dimension went up or whatever, and the top comment was, worth $1 if it makes you laugh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
so there you go.
It really is.
That guy has no idea, like, how much that changed me, and now I preach it to everyone, but
yeah.
It's true. If it makes you laugh, it's worth $1.
And
yeah.
Hey, I've laughed my ass off because every time I walk by that painting in our office,
yeah, that's true.
I giggle at that little cherub with, like, a damaged mark across
it.
It's been like dragged through a driveway or something at some point. And it's still
I love
the dollar.
It's the ugliest painting that was
like,
out of the dollar.
So that show, you know, that was a show. Our Friend Dimension stuff was fun, but you know, it didn't quite find its place where it was before. And now as an extra thing, just for the Patreon people and everyone who's been super awesome, it's been so fun. Because it's free of all expectation of our main channel, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's been so fun to do. We recorded a few, and so you'll see them coming up. But it's awesome. And our next one is a much older game.
Yeah.
How
so
are people like? How are people watching it? Where does it get posted?
On Patreon. If you give even $1 to our Patreon,
it has
its
own
it's
I can't watch. It has its own player. I didn't know that.
It's got it's all embedded in there.
Donate a fucking dollar.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you
don't
have $1
for me to slap.
Jeez.
Just go to the studio and come play it for you.
Yeah, it's Chelsea play. I'm gonna steal the file, get the raw file.
Yeah.
Nice.
How are you doing?
What the fuck is this?
Nothing. That's my phone. It's charging. It's charging.
Charging by itself on an old copy of Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
I wanna point out this always happens with Oreos.
No,
the one left that nobody wants to take.
I haven't had it yet.
Oh,
you're
right.
Hey,
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, out. I got these and they're already gone.
Does anyone want half?
Blueberry pie Oreos.
I don't really like
them. You don't like them?
I don't like fruity Oreos.
I liked it.
I thought, I don't either, but I thought this was great.
I thought it was good. Doing it. I don't know if this is like a normal rotation for me, but I liked it. It tastes like a blueberry waffle.
It tastes like a Nutri-Grain bar.
Oh, kind of that too.
And to me, it could have just as like, I don't know why the pie factors in. It could have been blueberry muffin.
Because no one
buys blueberry muffin.
Because who's gonna
when
get
you
a
want a cookie,
muffin.
You want a dessert, and a pie is a dessert. You want a muffin.
Yeah. Yeah, because otherwise this would be for breakfast, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I liked these, and I liked, I always say I don't like the fruit ones, but I did like caramel apple. I did like that one. That was good.
I didn't try the watermelon because I refused. It seemed like that was the worst idea.
Gross. Mm. That was bad. Fruit punch was bad.
Fruit punch was bad.
This one's okay. This is about as many as I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had two. I felt nice.
I'm still down for just the classic Oreo.
Oreo's just kind of make me sick.
They do too.
God. If I have like more than two, it's like, oh, I think I might have like a stomach problem.
Oreos are, I said this before, are a serious problem for me. They're in my house right now, and I will wake up and I will eat a sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
In my sleep. And they're gone. In my sleep.
Dude. What? Yeah, I never buy them.
Sleep eats. When they do these special ones, I thought these were really tasty, but I still can't, like, kill a ton of them.
Yeah.
Regular Oreos, I can eat way too many, and I hate myself for that. I can eat a lot of those, and unfortunately, the peanut butter ones too. I can eat like 100 of them, and I hate it.
I think I only have regular Oreos if they're in like a smoothie or a shake.
Mm-hmm. Oh hell yeah!
Or like some kind of coffee drink every once in a while. Yeah. I get something fancy. Or like ice cream topping or yogurt.
Yeah.
Yogurt.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I had a regular Oreo. Oh, because it seems like anytime I ever have an Oreo, because somebody has.
That's the only time I buy them is I get special. Them just to try them out.
It has to have been years since I've had a regular Oreo.
They must have figured out like, hey, every 4 months put out a new flavor for
people
a limited time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's even more frequent than that.
People are gonna just keep buying the new stuff as long as it's new.
Yeah. Because I never buy Oreos otherwise.
But like, there's a red velvet one too. I haven't tried that one yet.
That one's good.
Red velvet's gross to me.
I think red velvet's bullshit too, right?
It's
just the color.
It's just
food
coloring.
Yeah, but it
they
does
put so much food coloring in it that it took on a different flavor.
Yeah.
That's the
same.
Yeah.
It's a leather
chocolate. You guys are both wrong. It's awesome.
I'm with you.
Is it just regular chocolate the same though?
It's a lighter chocolate.
It tastes different.
But they just put a lot of.
I always hear that.
Oh,
we're all good.
Okay.
I think it was a receiver. Okay.
Okay.
Receiver. Sorry, that was scarier than I thought. I was going to say, isn't it, there's no, that white chocolate isn't a thing?
It's not, yeah.
What
not
is
really
the chocolate?
Really, it's nougat or yogurt.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because either way, I love it. It's delicious, but I know it's not white chocolate.
I think it's a taste that you get tired of way faster than other tastes.
I
love white chocolate. I love it.
Sure.
I have a little bite of white chocolate.
But it is like, I get really, faster than like most other flavors, it's like, I'm pretty over
it.
Yeah,
so
way over it.
Buttery.
It is. It's and that, it's not too sweet, it's not too, it's rich, it's really buttery. Yeah. It's that. Mm-hmm. It's too much.
Going back to the things that aren't actually the things that they are, American cheese is that.
Yeah,
because if you look, nothing it says American cheese on it. Mm-hmm. It's always like American singles or American.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it's not cheese.
It's because it's not cheese.
It's not. When I was
can I have it?
No dairy there?
No,
I don't know. There might be some dairy.
I'm pretty sure it's still dairy.
So. Yeah, it's still dairy.
I don't
but
think it is actually.
It's like cheese product.
Yeah,
it's like KFC's
college.
Buttery spread.
Yeah.
It's not butter at all.
Oh.
When I was in college, I went to Food for Less. To do my shopping because I had no money.
Yeah.
Super broke. And they, I'm like, oh, I want cheese. Whatever.
Yeah.
And there were the two bags, there's like a bunch of bags of cheese, like the pre-shredded cheese. And they were all like, you know, $6, $7, whatever. And there's one and it's like $3.50. I'm like, it's like half the price. It's fucking awesome. And it's like their brand, like, you know, Food for Less brand. So I just figured it was that. And I bought it and took it home. And I made something with it and I ate it. And I'm like, this is, it doesn't taste like weird or different, but like the texture's a little. Kind of like gummy almost. It's a little different. Yeah, so I look at it. It doesn't say cheese anywhere on it. It's like, it is, it's like that. It's like like cheese like product, something like that.
Yeah,
but
oh
like
God.
Doesn't use dairy less curd like substance. And it's like, oh.
Ooh.
Look at the ingredients. No dairy. It's just like straight up like chemical.
Yeah.
I'm like,
polysorbate.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll go ahead and. I don't know what's in this one.
When I was in high school, we went over to my friend Matt's house, and he was like, you want pizza? I was like, oh,
fuck yeah, okay, after school, I don't, sure, whatever, yeah. I thought he'd get bagel bites, I don't know. He got a flour tortilla, put spaghetti sauce on there, and two pieces of American cheese,
yeah.
Pulled it over and microwaved it and gave it to me.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's a calzone.
Yeah, he folded it over. It was like, but at the time, I was like, this is brilliant because I'm a fucking shitty high school
kid. Yeah.
So I started making that at home too. It's like, this is good enough for me. Whatever, it fills me up.
When I could eat bread, I used to do that with just toast and then pasta sauce.
Yeah, just cheese on it.
You
just gotta
put it under the grill.
Oh, I used to have a sandwich maker. One of those ones you press down.
Oh,
and it would make that. It would make a little, like... Yeah.
Panini maker?
No, it was like one that you, like, press down and it actually, like, crimped all the sides.
Oh,
like,
what?
Oh, wow.
Crimped all the sides. So
well, the future, that's some fucking next level stuff.
Sorry. Dude. My parents are millionaires, tight. Kevin. Sorry.
Yeah, Kevin, you and your millionaire parents.
They don't have a kitchen, they have a bistro.
The Bouchon Bistro.
Bouchon Bistro.
Just donate to Kevin's Kickstarter. Yeah, you can get like he'll laser engrave some shit. It'll be dope.
You should do like cooking YouTube videos.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Kevin has some ideas for some YouTube channels that I wish he would start.
Like
I need to get on that,
but I don't want to give any of them away.
Yeah,
I think they're great ideas.
Yeah, they're good ideas.
I think they're good ideas, Kevin. I believe in you.
I don't know why someone made a dumb joke saying Brexit, which is dumb.
What's that?
Bread exit with like Brexit. Yeah. It reminded me that my brother is in London right now.
Oh, really?
He's on vacation.
So, very foggy London town?
But there was a Brexit, like, anti-Brexit rally people trying to, like, stay, whatever. And so he joined it, and they gave him signs. Like, there's a picture of him, like, holding signs. Like, anti-Brexit rallies.
That's awesome.
He's down for the cause.
Yeah.
So, Rachel, did they excommunicate you, or you...
Yeah,
she's an excommunicate.
She's stuck here now.
I wish.
It's like we have our own refugee, like,
and we play that Tom Petty song, Don't Wanna Live Like a Refugee.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's exactly what it's like.
Dad rock all day.
All day.
It's for Sundays.
Yeah, nothing but. Dude, it's for every day. Look at me. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
So we're housing you. It seems to be...
Until
America, we provided good shelter. You're catching Pokemon.
I can catch Pokemon here all I want.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I wish I could fucking stay, but...
Well, I guess we're taking the refugees out.
Yeah, time to make your Brexit back to England.
Make your return.
Hey, Rocco, nobody else gave it up for that joke.
Hey, I'm giving it up over here.
Okay. He's just further away. That's
your brain's hurt.
No, I was going to say, I don't remember what I was going to say.
Was it about Comic-Con?
Maybe.
And how it's in like a week and a half,
too. Yeah, you know, you can always tell when it's that time because the trolleys start like not coming.
They're wrapped!
They're wrapped in whatever shitty movie's coming out.
What
is it?
Yeah, what are you saying?
I think it's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is what it always is.
Yeah.
So, and some other shitty movie that's not going to do well.
I was going to say, all the trolleys that I've seen going by are all for Conan O'Brien.
Really?
Because he's taping shows that whole week.
Yeah,
there was a load of that last year as well.
Yeah.
It's insane we're that far into 2016. Like, I got badges in the mail the other day, and it was just like, we're here? We're doing this?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe that. I have a little announcement for Comic-Con. If you're going...
Oh, what? Boom, boom, baby.
Boom,
boom, pow.
We are going to... If you're going to San Diego Comic-Con...
If you got... Get tickets if you have...
Yeah, get tickets.
Yeah, go seek it out. It's almost not worth announcing on here because almost no one here could go if they wanted.
Sneak in.
But we're going to be there all weekend. We're going to be there all weekend, and we got a panel Friday night, 8 p.m.
It's all week.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And it's going to be, we have a panel Friday night, 8 p.m. In, I don't remember the room.
Hey, so. Doesn't matter.
Hall H.
Look around.
Hall H.
We
Hall
are
H. Hall H. Yep.
Yeah.
Start lining up now.
So go there and get ready for the message.
I bet there are people lining up like now.
No, because right now it's All-Star Game stuff.
Oh, right.
As soon as that ends,
yeah,
we as a group need to go line up for something.
Yeah,
and call the news. And okay, no, hey, I think people are already lining up for Comic-Con. We will get on the news.
Yeah,
yeah,
that for sure.
Get on the local.
We'll get it, guys.
We'll line up.
We'll get on KUSI.
We might have some contacts.
Regional.
I have some contacts.
We might have some contacts.
I'll find some.
Let's see your announcement.
Well, I want to show. We're going to have a very exclusive item there.
What?
But I want to show it. But there's like no great way to do it.
Hold
so
up
if
phone.
You can. No. I can't. It's too big even for that.
What?
We're on laptop.
So give me just a second, and I'll get it going.
Let's get a drum roll.
We can Well, no, I'm gonna need. No, we need to like move on.
Let's get like a long drive.
It's gonna take. It's gonna take me like 20 minutes.
John, yeah.
20 minutes. Guys watching at home, this is the skit where our arms got tired.
All right, it's gonna take a long time.
I give up. We did go to RTX and Anime Expo. We haven't really talked about that.
Right, and I'm sure, just so you guys know, watching this podcast, this B-podcast, we will talk about this again, I imagine, on an actual podcast. Yes.
What are we calling this?
Nah, let's get it done now.
Oh, you want to?
Yeah, because nobody, people don't go to these events, don't care about this shit.
Oh, okay, fuck it. Okay.
Let's talk now.
Let's talk about the thing nobody cares about. Fuck them.
Well,
so...
Just to hear it twice. I'm saying to hear it twice. Yeah.
Talking about how Comic-Con's, like, right around the fucking corner, that's the biggest shit show of them all. I mean, when it comes to packed bodies in a tight area, the whole of downtown San Diego is an orgy.
Just
teeming with bodies.
And you know what the worst part is? I mean, a good orgy.
No, it's a bad
it's
one. Where too many dudes show up.
Yeah.
And the Saturday of Anime Expo was just that.
Really?
It was... It was,
I've never seen anything like that in my entire life.
It was Comic-Con level. It was Comic-Con level of fucking people in lines for shit that they didn't know what they were in line for.
I heard it was really well run.
The poor volunteers, you know, and if you're an AX volunteer, we feel sorry for you because you're volunteering. They're not getting paid.
No. And there were tons of volunteers throughout the weekend apologizing for stuff or trying to whatever. Hey, man, my sympathy is with you. You didn't do this. Like,
I think
it was just
grown.
It looked like Mad Max.
But I think it's grown way more than it had.
If you're a volunteer and it's that bad, abandoned post. I would have been if you were there as a volunteer or whatever, would you suck around?
Dude, I would have taken my shirt, put it inside out, or like put a hoodie on and like, ducked down into the corner and just disappeared into the crowd.
It just, it sounded like it was a real fucking shit
show. And I feel so bad for people who couldn't get into our panel because we heard a lot.
I heard a lot of shit about that.
Don't understand how this is the third year in a row where everything's supposed to get better and better and it's gotten worse and worse.
Well, no. In all honesty, it's really super cyclical because a couple years ago there were major issues with registration.
Yeah.
Last year, it's fixed. It was great. Really smooth.
But didn't we have a similar problem where they weren't letting people into our panel, like, in enough time or something?
No, last year.
Last year they gave us a huge room, plenty of room, plenty of time.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was just a weird situation where, I just think it was so much more of a crowd than they even expected. Even though how big it's been before, I think it was still, you know, I don't know. There was honestly, I think it's a big crowd, and they had, a lot of huge guests this year, a lot of great guests. And I just bring that up because I think that was honestly why we weren't in their biggest room or any of that stuff is like, because they have way more deserving guests in those rooms. But the problem is we are still one of their biggest panels every year. Mm-hmm. And so to put us in an upstairs corner and queue people up outside and bring them upstairs to get them in, in no way worked in any fashion
it's
at
weird.
All.
Because they do have really big guests that are, like, from Japan, who are the creators of these big shows.
Yeah, we were at the same time as JoJo, like producers of that.
So
that's bizarre.
They definitely... kind of deserve that big room, but you can't keep the biggest draw, which I think a lot of people show up just to come to that panel. I've heard a lot of people come to our booth and say, I just come to Anime Expo for the panel. Otherwise, I kind of walk the show floor and that's it. You can't limit us to that small room.
Yeah,
it didn't work.
You gotta supply the room for the amount of people that are gonna demand to go to that
panel.
I mean, we don't fill up that room, but we do a good job.
We do, actually.
There's years
I'm saying we don't, like, there's not asses in every seat, but there's definitely, I would say, like, 70 to 80% full.
Yeah,
definitely.
Plus, it's a very visual podcast as well. There's always, like, AV stuff, and they only had one screen, and it was off on one side of the room.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone that was sitting on this side of the room had to be, like, craning their necks back like this, and it was terrible. So.
Justin at Funimation helped us.
Yeah,
So that's what I was going to say, is AV was not working properly. Justin from Funimation, I want to give a shout-out to Justin and Lauren from Funimation. They were there just for fun. And
oh, really?
Nothing worked in terms of AV. And they had their whole setup for like a later panel there with them. And Justin honestly said, I'll run your AV for you. This all works, and I know it. Yeah. If they could just hook it up to a cable, we're good. Whoa. And he ran. The people who localized Dragon Ball Z ran video for the Mega 64
so
panel.
Justin was like, and the side with a little laptop.
Yes.
Like, hey, play. We told Justin to play.
Yeah.
Awesome. He pulled a bunch of stuff out of his like holster. Pack, the like holster that he keeps on like the side of his leg.
He had some chargers and some cords and
stuff.
Dude, rad. Cool. Dude, thank you, Justin.
Dude, that guy's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. How was the rest of the convention?
Also, I mean, again, those first couple days were really, 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 really overrun with stuff.
Yeah.
But honestly, Sunday and Monday really like. Yeah. They were like old MX, but
yeah, it leveled off, and it was manageable within the show floor. Yeah. It was fun again.
And also, too, like, I want to say, like, when we're talking about all these big crowd issues and things like that, whatever, that's just traversing all these outside areas.
Yeah, the, inside the hall is fine.
Yeah, inside the hall was pretty fine, and I want to say specifically at our booth, we had nothing but great people all day, every
day.
That's
true.
The crowd at that show, and, you know, I talked to Derek about this. Derek's not here tonight. Obviously, you probably figured that out by now.
What?
But, Derek's I know. Where is he?
Fuck!
Derek's gams are
Derek's got that farmer's tan going, you know. Yeah. He's not the same. But, I was going to say, Derek had never done a whole anime expo. He normally does RTX. And so I asked him, I was like, what'd you think about this? And he was like, you know, the crowd here, he's like, the crowd at RTX is awesome. The crowd here is, you know, for how crazy Anime Expo can get, you start to equate it to Comic-Con because Comic-Con's people, you had to already fucking cut throats to get into Comic-Con.
Yeah, right.
So the crowd there is like, with a knife between their teeth and their shirts off.
I mean, that's incredibly well put. That's
exactly. So that's what you expect the crowd at Anime Expo to be. That's how you expect Anime Expo to be because it's so crazy. But it's a lot of, honestly, this sounds lamer than I intended. I don't mean it to. But it's honestly a lot of innocent kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like people who, and I mean kids of all ages, you know.
It's anime fans.
Yeah, and honestly, they come there and it's not like, give me your fucking free shit or fuck you. It's none of that. They show up, everyone is so excited and eager to, you know, for whatever. They come to the booth and it's like they want to check everything out and look at everything. Yeah. It's a lot, it's just a really excited, enthusiastic crowd. And we had, when we opened the first day, I think the longest line we've ever had at our booth, ever. We had people waiting for the exclusives, and I don't know, there's just excitement there.
Yeah.
And,
it's fandom. They're there to celebrate the fandom of, like,
that's
the favorite anime. They're there for Mega 64.
Yeah.
Like, it really speaks to just how enthusiastic that crowd is for the stuff we brought, that line formed on Friday.
Yeah, awesome. It was crazy. So I just got to say, despite these other things, you know, that could have used some work, at the booth, 100% great from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And Derek said that too. He's just like, I was surprised how great it was consistently. There really wasn't, hey, I'll be honest, at any convention we do, there's always a shithead.
Yeah.
Just the nature, it's a numbers game. If you're going to see that many people, there's going to be one shithead. I can't name one.
Sometimes it's a guy that's at the 7-Eleven down the street. But no shitheads this trip.
No shitheads. Wow.
Anime Expo.
In Los Angeles? Are you sure this was in Los Angeles?
Los Angeles people going to that convention.
From LA to Linwood, I ran into no shitheads.
Wow. Whoa!
The lady at the Travelodge helped me get a nice room. It was all beautiful. All the way, the receptionist who got my badge. It was great.
That's so nice.
So nice.
I had one.
You had one shithead?
They found him.
That's the one in LA.
A guy hit him, one of our friends, by like touching her arm constantly and then said, oh, these clothes are very revealing. Where's your mother?
Cosplay is not considered.
Well, yeah.
I bet that
you
works.
Will. Yeah. You cosplaying, you will, unfortunately.
She wasn't cosplaying.
Oh!
Yeah.
This guy's an ultra
thought she was.
I think
you brought that up to me before, and I remembered, because I remember years past, just walking around the show with Mariel years and years ago, and guys would be like, hey, cool, let me get a picture with you. This is before she was a known artist.
Mm. Yeah.
Let me get a picture with you. And I'm not cosplaying as anything. Okay. And they'd walk away.
Yeah, there's a certain perversion to the Anime Expo environment.
No.
Yeah.
You're talking about anime things?
Figure.
Hang on. You're talking about anime.
But every once in a while, there's like a dude who oversteps that kind of creepy
at the anime convention.
Go figure. That's like the worst you gotta look out for.
That doesn't sound right. At the anime, you're talking about the same anime convention.
I'm sadly talking about the Anime Expo.
I can't.
I mean, I don't have to look out.
I cannot believe that.
Ryan just brought up another one. A guy walked up with a card that said, "Hello, I find you to be very attractive. Take this card."
Well, I've got
those. He walked up, gave her a card, and walked away.
I've got those.
Yeah,
oh, that's awesome. It's like getting a business card.
I have a Rolodex full of those.
Yeah, that makes me feel good. Yeah. That happened at Comic Con.
Yeah, some girl gave that to you.
He's supposed to pass.
That's a cool. That's a cool business card.
He did. He gave it to me. That's why I have so many, because he keeps giving them to me.
Yep.
Oh no, never mind.
What about RTX?
No,
yeah, how was that?
Marco had something to say.
Oh.
No, I'll say it after.
Okay. RTX, I thought
we were good. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. The opposite, where it was run so incredibly well.
Yeah, shouts out Bethany, Barbara, Gus, even though Gus didn't do anything. Good shouts out.
Megan.
It was, yeah, really, really great convention.
Everything about it, we showed up, and Barbara's like, here's your zero badges. You know what? Fuck that. Just take special guest badges. It gets you literally anywhere. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Special guest
badges. They have RFID chips in their things.
Yeah.
And, it was good. It was we were there for business, and we got down to business, and we sold like a motherfucker, and we met dogs.
Wow.
And
yeah, that's the dogs. Rocco said
media.
That all he saw was either Coke things or dogs.
I didn't see one picture of RTX that wasn't a soda or a dog.
Yeah,
at all.
Yep.
Coke was a sponsor,
and dogs were sponsors.
Yep.
RTX sponsored by dogs.
And hey, I want to give a legitimate shout out. Shout out to Pizza Hut. Because they did have pizza at that booth this
time. They did.
And you know what? I said...
Good call.
I said...
That's a good...
On them, it's like, hey, you know what? I get it. I think that was delivered at Pizza Hut, which makes more sense. Yeah, I get it, but where's the fucking pizza? And this year, brought the fucking pizza. Thank you very much. All I've ever asked for.
Yeah.
They had this fucking booth. It was the smartest thing I'd ever seen. It was... And I don't know how they got away with it, by the way. But it was a huge vendor, like a wagon wheel vendor type thing. And they had soda that they would sell you
in a
chalice
in like a metal cup.
Yeah,
right,
like a
mug.
And it was $20.
I didn't call it a cup. It was
for
a mug.
Cup.
It was huge.
But it was unlimited refills.
Oh, that's fucking
that
great.
Yeah.
All that day,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then the next day, you could go and pay like $5, I think.
Yeah. And then they put a new band on your cup. So
and then you could get unlimited refills.
Ooh.
Again.
Yeah.
The line was out of control.
They made the most money on the commission.
Soda
if,
line.
Yeah.
If you think about it, we could have just bought the cup and used the Coke Freestyle in the exhibitor's lounge.
Oh, there was a Coke Freestyle.
There was a Coke Freestyle machine there.
Garrett, listen. They had.
You guys were wondering who I really thought. I mean, just sounds like.
I got something to say after this.
Yeah,
oh,
please. They at the last day. They check out. Go to the Zero Lounge now, or the special guest lounge now.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Which was just Rooster Teeth people.
Yeah,
right?
It was.
Yeah.
It was
and
Gus and Michael sitting on a couch,
awesome.
And then Barbara talking.
And Barbara with her wonderful birthday cake.
Oh my god. They gave us a Coke bottle made out of nothing but ice. And
I saw that.
They poured the Coke in there and you drink it. It was the best.
Coke was there to do
Coke.
That.
Yeah.
Coke was a sponsor for that.
And
that's
it said
the way
each bottle takes an hour to make. It was like this whole fucking thing. It was great.
They
it was great.
All right.
Okay,
well,
so Anime Expo had an exhibitor lounge.
Yeah.
Oh, how was that?
So again, a big issue
was
that Anime Expo had.
You got an email that
you,
told you.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
It, right?
Before the show, it was like, hey, we've done something we've never done at
awesome.
Anime Expo. One of the cafes in the convention center.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
are closing it. Except for exhibitors,
there
are too many lines, and
oh,
you know,
nice.
If there's
cool.
that whatever,
where
it's gonna be completely for you guys and completely dedicated to exhibitors.
Well,
that
really...
way, they have a place to get away from their booth, and
right.
it's gonna be closed off. You won't even be able to see outside of it. Okay, great. So when we got there, and like for the first day or two, it was like, yeah, I don't know where that is. I'm Hall K. I don't know where
wow.
Hall K is.
Kensho Hall?
Yeah,
I mean, that was day
yeah.
one. Day two,
I don't know.
Day two, Derek was like, hey, I'm going to tour the convention center and get to that lounge.
And
he came,
we know this convention center because we go to E3.
Oh, yeah,
we go
there
for years. He came back. Someone in the chat is already talking about it.
Jeez.
Derek came back hours later. Hey, that thing isn't here. I don't know where that is. The next morning, I always show up to the convention hall before it opens,
yeah,
so I can look
yeah.
around a little bit,
yeah.
whatever. And one booth, I forget which of the studios it was. Maybe it was Aniplex, or I don't remember who. But they were they flagged the staff over, like, can you come over here? And like a couple guys who were in the staff, and they were nice guys. Like, they actually knew who Mega 64 was. I chatted with them for a while. Super knowledgeable. Aniplex, or whatever booth it was, flagged them over and said, can you come over here? Yeah. we really need a place for our guests to go because they want somewhere, like, I've been told there's an exhibitor, like, a place for them to go, or a cafe, or a lounge, and it says on here, but, like, but I've been asking staff all week, and they don't, not one person knows where it is, and I haven't been able to find it. We just need our guests to have a place to eat for a minute away from the guests, and we can't get that anywhere. Can you please tell me where it is so we can have the guests go there? And the two staff members looked at each other. Yeah, we're gonna have to get back to you. I don't know.
Oh my god.
So I talked with every exhibitor I could, and I did not meet one that knew where it was.
Oh, so it didn't exist.
Know if it existed or not, but yeah, sure enough, somebody who I know was there was in the chat room. Is in the chat room, and he's like, I don't think they did it because no one could figure out.
Yes, they were drinking Coke out of
unlimited Coke, color-changing cups, free.
Yeah, we had
color-changing cups, too.
Yeah, and this is a new Coke Freestyle. They had, like, a new program in there. Like, use, like, an RFID thing.
It uses a QR code.
QR code.
They came out with an app, so you can actually mix your flavors on the app. Yeah, and whenever you go up to one of the new machines, and push it.
So we were doing that.
I bought a $12 sandwich every day.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't do that.
Yeah, we had.
No, we hung out. Pizza. We hung out. We got beef jerky. Shouts out to Jack the CEO. Bark, bark. Thank you so much for having us.
I didn't know Jack was a thing.
Jack the CEO has 82,000 followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's a little tiny dog, and he hangs out at a beef jerky booth.
So you guys are trying to make it sound like you had more fun than
we
did.
We're trying. CEO. But listen.
Yes,
we did. We did go through hell, Kevin, and yes, there were complications at our panel, and yes, it was cut short, even.
Selling me on it right now.
And we had...
Listen, it was hell, and
so
yeah, we did have
more
a panel.
Fun in that tight, compact amount of time.
Yeah.
And that tight,
compact... all the time you weren't having fun.
I think it's going to shine through. I just think that we were put in a place where the pressure was on, and we were put under pressure, Rocco. You know
Hey, the best part of Anime Expo for me was one booth over, some guy went to Shanghai Disneyland and bought all the merchandise.
Oh, really?
All the Tron shit they had. Oh, I was going... That guy just put his fucking kid through college because I kept coming every morning. I was like, are those the fucking ears? Yeah. Are those the Mickey ears? The ears are made out of lasers? Yeah, I'll take those. Okay, yeah. What? You have Donald Duck on the grid?
It's grid.
Yeah?
We have grid duck.
Wait. No. Tronald?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, I'll take it.
I was about to make a joke that doesn't sound like it's more fun than we had, and then you said Tronald.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the joke.
Yeah. Oh, we had people cut. We filmed some 360 video. I had the ears on, I had the communicator and the Tronald, and I was like doing a cool video.
Did you guys cosplay at RTX?
Exactly.
Because I got into the Anime Expo spirit, cosplayed every day.
I want to go ahead and say I had way more fun because no one cosplayed.
Okay, well, listen. No, listen.
I saw a bunch of pictures of you in half a costume.
When in Rome. What do you mean half a costume? I wore the entire costume all the
time. Where was your mask? Where was your gun? Were you wearing like a baklava or anything? Or was it?
There's no
balaclava?
Baklava.
There's no
Greek.
Okay, I told you I had a sandwich. No baklava. No, just your standard Diamond Dog Mother base member.
Uh-huh.
You got everything. I don't want to fuss with any weapons and fucking peace bonding.
Sounds, I mean, that sounds like
so I had the knife holster and I had the pistol holster.
Did you get
but
cool
no weapons?
Oh, I was cosplaying too. I was kind of like Diamond Dogs on like a day off, just like, you know, jeans and a shirt, regular.
That sounds dope. I wouldn't play that game.
We all got enamel pins that say Posse Vibes.
Yeah,
we didn't need a pin to have those.
Hey, neither did we. Just somebody gave them to us.
Yep. Somebody recognized your Posse Vibes.
My favorite is Eric kept playing Sublime on the speaker. It kept saying, "Welcome to California."
I had to. hey, you know what? That convention, running around, had to take some pictures, had to see what was going on, had to send it back home, make sure that we got the coverage that we need, and then, you know, come back, hang out at the booth, have a slice of pie, chill out, and then, put some Sublime on. Put on some sunglasses.
Get some beers.
Beers on the show floor?
People buying us beers?
That sounds dangerous. Yeah. That doesn't sound fun, Rocco.
No.
That sounds like a problem.
No, we did sake.
That's like a problem. Yeah.
Sake sounds way more serious.
Trying to be in the, you know,
keep it in the sake.
Keep it in the zone. We had pocky, guys.
Yeah.
Pocky sock.
My wedding is going to be dry. I just have pocky.
We saw Griffin and Max and Larkin and Chelsea and everyone there.
I'm really bummed. The biggest part, the biggest bummer about Anime Expo and RTX being on the same weekend is not being able to see all of my friends.
And that's the thing. Is like everyone who runs that convention is a friend of ours.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
We're seeing them every day, all day.
I don't have that many friends in the AX in general.
Yeah.
That I don't see outside of like Harris at Sanchi. We're gonna run it in.
Yeah,
but like. Yeah, like RTX.
You know, Ray's
up all
for a while.
Ray and Caleb and
Caleb hit a bunch of like his
I never mind.
Wish I got to hang out with those people.
That's how I feel too. I never mind doing Anime Expo, and I always offer to. I always probably will if they conflict. I have a ton of friends in LA, and I love seeing them, so I don't mind. But it doesn't mean I don't. I'm not bummed out that I can't see the people in Texas because I love all those people.
Some
I never
fucking
get to.
Poor guy comes every single year with a Blu-ray for Rocco every single time.
It's signed by
everyone else in the world,
but
and it's like I think even Rachel signed it, and it's just like Rocco's. Rocco's not here this year again.
You know what sucks,
I told him to come to game days.
You know what sucks, too?
Yeah, hey, come to game days.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. Hey,
you know what's there.
You know what really sucks, too, is that, like, I could have gone last year. Like, last year they weren't at the same time, but we were working on stuff, and I thought, you know what? I'm better served back at home. I'll work on stuff. You guys go.
Yeah.
And I should have taken that opportunity, because they conflict, like, every time.
2017.
It's July
7th through the 9th
for RTX.
So I think I could go to both again, because I went to both last year.
What's Anime Expo? Do we know?
It's always 4th of July.
It's always 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
But it's like on Tuesday.
4th of July's not going to be...
Or a Wednesday or whatever.
Yeah, it's like middle of the week.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Let's see if I can find it out.
I heard they're not conflicting, though, so...
I hope.
Who told you that? Who's fucking lying
source.
Right now?
You know what? It was a fucking... AX volunteer.
Oh, that's a good man. Everything that I heard is cool. Hey,
don't believe Gondor's live.
Supposedly, July 1st through 4th.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
2017. So how's that going to work if it's a Tuesday?
Dude, that doesn't make any sense.
On a Tuesday.
So it'll be Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They've done stuff like that.
Oh, that's
before.
Crazy.
Well, I
they
can't
always...
guarantee you that Fudge Lies on a Tuesday. I thought that.
Oh, sure.
I can't guarantee that.
I can look real quick.
Yeah, look it up.
Sure.
I will say that at our panel was killer. We had a lot of fun. Everybody had a really, really good time.
Yes.
We got to talk to a bunch of people.
It was really weird
way
doing the panel.
It is on a Tuesday. The 4th is on a Tuesday.
Okay.
But it was more fun than us.
Yes.
It was weird doing a panel and, like, the questions were asked. Everyone looked at me and like, oh, fuck. Usually I'm like, you know, I let them talk first and then I'll chime in every now and then.
Yeah,
you know, that's
the
kind of. I'm the pepper, exactly. But I was like, oh, man, the main course? God, okay.
Yeah.
No pressure.
It up.
I think you did a good job.
Oh, thank you. I was a little nervous, to be honest.
It was a lot of fun. We had really good questions. People were really prepared. And,
These fuckers are still asking questions.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, did you hear about this?
We went.
We'll talk about it later. But they did something that was brilliant.
We evolved past.
Was it make everyone wait in line for 3 hours and give them 20 minutes?
You know what?
Is that what you guys did instead?
I didn't do that.
Apparently. The volunteers wouldn't even let people line up until 45 minutes before.
Bullshit!
Oh,
no way!
At one line, that's true.
There were
two lines for our panel, so the other one, they've been there all day.
What the fuck?
The right hand did not know what the left hand was doing.
Now.
Wait, hang on. The convention run by anime fans was fucked up in that way?
All right.
So my question is, people who lined up all day.
Oh, the right way?
And the people who left for 45 minutes, which got in? Because only one line got in.
I think like half of each line. I really don't know if it was a 45 minute line,
that'd be fucked up.
While this mayhem is occurring, we're still fucking with the audio video because they don't know how to play a fucking DVD or get the file. Like, it was not
made friends with the audio video guys. They loved the panel. We plugged it right in. The guy just had to grab one little piece. He plugged it in.
Hey,
it was easy, ready to go. I ran the whole thing.
The best is someone asked a question. It was like, what's, like, the weirdest thing that happened to you while you were hiding for a panel? Because we know you hide, whatever.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Oh, this is awesome.
And so I said, like, actually, at one RTX, there was a stage, like, in the middle of the camera, like, in the middle of the seats. I was like, I hid underneath that little teeny stage right there. And, I heard this girl complain to boyfriend that she didn't want to be here. I just don't want to do this. I don't want to be here. Like, can we do anything else, whatever? And, like... I thought, like, this girl's gonna freak the fuck out when I jump out right in front of her and she's gonna know that, like, I heard everything she was saying.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was the story that I told her. But
the guy after the panel, I think to everyone like I usually do, and the guy's like, hey, I was in this room, and I was like, what the fuck is that guy doing underneath my stage? And he's like, I was pissed, and he jumped out. I request you guys every year now. You guys are my favorite.
So the guy, the little camera operator.
Here's the camera.
Yeah, he's the operator.
Yep. That was the same camera operator, and remember that story.
Yeah, that's cool. Like our panel now.
That happened at when we did our first San Diego Comic-Con panel, because we had never gotten a panel before, and then we got approved for one after years of doing Comic-Con. Yeah. After like 10 years, or maybe not 10, but 9 or something.
Yeah.
We finally got a panel, and it was like... The guy was like, what is this? Like, what? Super confused about everything. And then after we did the panel, I went to collect our video stuff back. And he was like, man, you guys, like, had an intro and you were, like, dancing and stuff. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure you come back. I'm gonna make sure you come back. And I was really, he's like, yeah, I've been sitting through fucking bloggers all day.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll never forget that line. I've been sitting through fucking bloggers all day.
We'd really try to make it as much of a show as we possibly can.
I sat in the crowd because we were all hiding. Kevin was all the way in the back. Sean was underneath, like, the table at the front. And then I sat in the middle because I had to go talk to, like, the guys or whatever and make sure everything was ready. Brian hit play and all this stuff. But I sat in the middle of the crowd just in, like, an end seat next to, like, some guy and his girlfriend. And I was just like, oh, hey, how's it going? And they're like, oh, hey, what's up? And I'm like, oh, I'm really excited for the panel. And they're like, yeah, this should be cool. And I went, yeah, is it cool if I sit here, though? Because I'm probably not going to stick around, like, the whole time. So if that's all right. And the guy's like, yeah, man, for as long as you want. Where do you have to go next? I'm like, oh, you know, I got to be, like, around. And so I talked to him for, like, 5 or 10 minutes. Really? I think I told you guys this. I talked to him for, like, 5 or 10 minutes. And they were playing, like, Pokemon and, like, their DSs or whatever. And I was having a conversation. They're like, oh, we came from... like Houston or whatever, and we drove in, or like they were like from, I don't think it was Houston, I think it was somewhere farther, and like we drove in and we never been before, and this is so cool, and all these people are just like really friendly, like what a cool city, and like we're meeting so many different friends and all this stuff, like that's so cool. And then it starts and I put the cloak on and I just went, hey, nice talking with you.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's rad.
That was a lot of fun. Awesome. Doing the panel was fun, it was just really cool. A lot of like, we met Carrie's family.
The Dunkelmans came by looking for Garrett.
They were so happy to see us, and it was so much fun. And that was really cool. And
it really is like
Caleb's brother.
Conventions that we do, this one is like summer camp, I feel like. Yeah. Where it's like
a family reunion.
It is. Like all of our friends, we see Jack, we see Jeff, we see everyone. It's just like, it's like, it's summer camp for the weekend, and we all go back and do our own thing. It's so much fun.
And what's cool about it, at least for me, I've never been to an RTX before, but, like, I've been told, hey, this is a Rooster Teeth convention. It's going to be mostly Rooster Teeth. If Rooster Teeth isn't on the floor or doing something, it's dead. Nothing else is going on.
Yeah.
This year, I guess it was totally different because it felt like a normal convention.
That cult of personality has sort of, like, remained, but definitely... the convention's gotten a lot bigger, and now it's like, a lot of vendors. Cool. And so not only like a lot of vendors,
Gunner was there, Twitch, Sanchi.
Twitch had their PAX E3 booth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's huge. So when it's like, it's Joel and Adam, and they're playing whatever game on the stage, you know, like the big stage that's there, or like there's a panel upstairs, whatever. There's a lot happening on the floor still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are still... I mean, hey, it still gets sucked out to a degree, and that's the spots where I chose to kind of, like, run around and kind of figure out, like, my other stuff and everything. But, like, for the most part, it was like, oh, there's something happening on the stage, oh, there's panel, whatever. There are people consistently, constantly.
Yeah. Cool. I thought we were going against Red versus Blue panel, which I thought, like, we were fucked.
Yeah.
But we really did a pretty good job filling that room, considering we were going against, like, the biggest thing.
Yeah. 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 Wow. We did all right. Considering how many Red versus Blue people came to our panel.
You know, I think the most, you know, I always get nervous about what our panels go up against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, like, our fans, they want to go to see that, you know, like, but I think the one time that I can think back to where it actually, like, okay, it fucking annihilated our panel was the one year at PAX in Seattle, and it was us up against the Penny Arcade Q&A, they run the fucking thing.
Yeah.
And the Fallout, like, there was a Fallout panel where they debuted, like... was it Fallout 3 something?
It was something big.
It was something. And that was the one time where I remember looking and going, wow, they fucking creamed us. Like, we filled half of a small room.
We got the 238.
But it was honestly like,
Yeah, I mean, what are we going
to
do?
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly.
You just go with it.
Yeah.
Hey. So, I mean, it was still a great panel, too. Yeah.
Luck of the draw, I mean, this year we were up against JoJo and we got stuck in a smaller room.
Sure, sure. Yeah. But, I was going to say, too, despite all the difficulties that we talked about, and again, I brought up the booth, it was a great experience, but also, too, what we were able to do with the panel, even though it was shorter than we wanted it to, and this and that, whatever, once it was rolling, it was great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that panel is still my favorite one we ever do. Yeah. There is an energy at the Anime Expo panel that isn't at the other ones, where there are so many people in goofy-ass costumes. Mm-hmm. It's like fucking Halloween.
It really is like a costume party.
Yeah, and
half of the fucking attendees are walking around in costumes.
Yeah.
Like, everyone cosplays at Anime Expo.
But also, too, but at that panel specifically, you know, if you do a panel at PAX, you're going to get really, you know, the questions you get are very in-depth, very, like, how did you edit this? How did you film this? When you Anime Expo, no one takes anything seriously, and it just everyone is just having fun.
Yeah.
And so it's just lots of goofy shit. And there isn't another panel we do that's like that. So it was really, I gotta say, like, despite all the other stuff, it really was cool, and I hope the people who went enjoyed it.
Well, that's neat, but you can't deny the pro wrestling influence on RTX. A lot of pro wrestling fans.
Oh, SGC brought that.
Yeah, a lot of SGC fans. And then, you know, Mega 64 wasn't invited this year to Screw Attack, you know. Screw Attack versus, you know.
Yeah, they shunned you, Sean.
It's kind of funny against Screw Attack. Oh, really? Hey, Sean did not stand for the shunning.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
Sean will not be shunned. Sean heard that he was not invited.
I heard that.
And he said, Eric, what do I do? And I said, Sean, listen, in pro wrestling rules, if you're knocked out of the feud, and there's still bad blood, you don't let that feud end.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do a run-in.
Sean Sheffield.
Dude, that's a fucking manager right there.
Hey, Sean, what happened?
I did a fucking run-in.
No way.
During their live stream? At the end of it, if everyone thought it was over, it's not over until I say it's over. And maybe you'll see some footage of that in a little bit. I can't guarantee. But it was something. It was fucking something. I do want to say, back to RTX, though. You know, we say, like, the camp and all that stuff. We could not have gotten anything done without Jordan. That guy is like our safe. If ever we needed at any point, Jordan was there and like helped us out.
He's an awesome dude.
Coolest guy. Yeah. So, Jordan, Holly, we met a sister. Hey, Dominic.
What's up, my dude?
Hey, what up?
It's Sunday, my dude.
All right, guys, you gotta go. Any words for the public?
Rock pools.
Yeah. Yo, what is that shirt?
I like it.
Where did you get that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Kilbrand.
Can you show it on camera?
Sure.
So they can show it on cam.
Kilbrand
on cam. Y2K.
Yo, go home.
Go home.
That's sick.
Go home. That's awesome. Cool.
Sunday, bro.
There you are. You did it.
Well.
Now,
we've been talking a lot about the past, but you had an exciting announcement.
Hey, so, well, I want to say a couple things real quick.
Yeah, we can put it into the screen.
Possible.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Can we fuck that up? All
right.
Okay. So, I want to say, first of all...
I mean, lick that asshole.
If you want to go, these have all been fun events that we've been talking about and all that stuff, but if you really... Actually, you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah,
whoa. Knock it off.
Let me back it up a bit. The video we debuted at all these
events. Oh, yeah.
We showed Trictia. We showed a new cosplayer.
We fucking got you.
You thought there wasn't going to be another one. You didn't think you were even going to show one.
I love the way it turned out so much.
Oh, yeah.
I am so happy that I was a part of that. The beginning of that. I think us just like kind of winging it and going like, what do I do? I don't know. Dude, what if you had like one shoe on? What if we all like turned and then like you had like ran away and then we're all like there again?
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It just like kind of winging it and figuring that out. I really like that.
Cool. I enjoyed that too because that was kind of figured out as we went.
Yeah.
I once again wanted to do a scene that it didn't feel much like the last time we did one. It's kind of like, what am I watching? Mm-hmm. And then it becomes, oh shit, we got a cosplayer video. Now, here's the thing with that. It comes at great risk because you will not get very many views on a video where you don't know what it is at all.
Yep.
So it's been at the cost. It's been, it is at the cost of that. Like the last one and this one were both when they went up, like the last one was up as just question marks. And then this one I just put up as Dark Knight of Dark Deeds. Yeah. It didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And it's only after 24 hours that I'll put up like, okay guys, if you haven't watched it yet, this is a cosplayers. Like check it out. Once the jig is up, you know.
Yeah.
So it does come at great risk. So I really encourage you, if you like that video, please pass it around to people who you think might enjoy it because when we do that kind of trick, it does cost us a little bit, you know.
Yeah, it's worth it, though.
But I think it's worth it. To me, I enjoy the surprise of our true viewers out there. To have the rug pulled from under them like that is worth it. Absolutely worth it to me. I'm just throwing that out.
How was your live? Because we premiered.
Oh, it was the noise being all fucking weird.
It was so funny. I was
playing rock. It fooled everyone.
Yeah, it fooled everyone, and that we hyped it like, hey, this is disturbing. I see some kids in the crowd.
it was
Sean built it really
like that's this. Great. This be you know, keep mindful, parents. You know, whatever.
I kept saying, we don't usually show stuff that we didn't make.
Yeah.
But
that's great.
We really wanted people to like see this weird thing.
It was funny because it was like pretty quiet when it started. And then the guy rips off his mask and then says, hey, I'm a guy. And it's just, everyone was confused. And one guy went, yes!
The AX crowd was more than one.
Yeah.
But there was, once that reveal happened.
Because that crowd.
The whole crowd.
Yeah, that crowd wants it more than any other.
Yeah.
The new cosplayers. Because every time we do an animal show, a new cosplayers, they're like, oh, no new cosplayers?
Yeah.
Do it?
It's a bummer. Yeah.
So I specifically say, we honestly could have done that one maybe last summer.
Yeah.
But we saved it. And so that way it was like, look, save it for the right show, Anime Expo.
My new favorite cosplayer, food.
Such a pretty shot.
I tried to judge those off of pure impulse. And the first thing that comes into my head, just do it. Just do it. Don't say no.
I've never seen that or been a part of it. And Rocco, you were editing, and it was the part where it's, what is he thinking about? It's the guy with like the blue turtle shell or whatever, and then it's like the dude shirtless dancing.
Yeah.
And Rocco just went, you just looked at me and went, first thing comes to mind. I don't know, dog. All right.
There's a dog.
Scroll. This one. And throw it in. And it was like, yo, what the fuck is happening?
I love the insert of Panda Express.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that is. Oh, I went and got dinner there, and I just went,
Panda Express.
Hey,
that's it.
What was the ending? I didn't, the Del Taco, or whatever the fuck, what was it?
Oh, the guy
TGI Fridays?
TGI Fridays. What is that?
I don't know what.
Okay.
Hey, you're doing too much.
But I kept, it ended, and it was like, I got that footage of the guy putting milk on himself, and then I had footage of a fan of ours who dressed like Dengar singing, I've been thinking of, so I overlaid it, and I was there at 4 in the morning at the office. Mr. Ryan was there at the office too, just hanging out because he was just chilling, whatever. And I was like, dude, I want to end this, but I. And then so I add the milk footage and the guy singing. I'm like, but it's still not weird. I just want to go for like it just fucking leaves the computer and what? Yeah, turn the lights off.
Yeah.
And I was just like, right in a second, just get fucking pissed. Okay, and I hit record. That's why you hear, shut it off, fuck! And then I
just punch the monitor
so that it takes a step out of the video. And I punch the monitor. And here's, unfortunately, what the camera doesn't get.
Oh, no.
I punched the shit out of that monitor, and it knocked over this 5-foot Darth Vader.
Oh, no!
Lord Vader.
It was completely dominoes. It hit that, which fell over and hit the giant Red Ranger, which fell over and hit the portal gun, which knocked over all the figures on the thing. It destroyed that room.
Oh my god.
It was ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You hear a little bit of that noise in the video, but it cut before
on camera.
Yeah, and we turned the lights on, and it was just like, I mean, we heard, actually, before we turned the lights on, it was dark, and just me and Ryan are just there silent in the dark going, that sounded so fucking bad.
Oh,
do you think it got any of that? I think it stopped. Oh, fuck. We turned the lights on, and it really was funny. Nothing broke. It just all fell.
Yeah, that's funny.
But it was fine. Nothing broke. But it was, he's talking about it in the chat. It was was completely dark, and you just heard mountains fall. You were just going, oh, God, I wish I would have done this. So anyway, that's, you can kind of hear it in there.
So new cosplayers.
So there you have it.
Check it out.
Anyway.
Yeah, show this.
So. Here's what I wanted to talk about. Before that,
no, my god!
So that's what we showed there. I want to talk about a real event. These all events are pretty good, but we never actually talked about this on our stream. And it's still technically not a real podcast, I guess. So we'll have to bring it up again later. But hey, we put Mega 64 Game Days tickets on sale.
Oh yeah.
If you want to go and see us in Anaheim Disneyland area this November, join us. November 5th and 6th, I believe, is what it is. Join us. Day one tickets are on sale now. Go to mega64.com/gamedays
and you can get a ticket for yourself for our day one event. Day one event, it's at a venue off-site. We go, and it's like a convention in a day. We're going to have booths and panels and all kinds of stuff. We're going to be showing a lot of sketchy stuff. That sounds worse than it sounds.
Sketchy stuff.
Like weird shit, like dick pics.
Yeah, you know, who knows? But anyway.
Well, I thought it was going to be footage of us on rollerblades, like, hanging onto the back of a pickup.
Oh, no, that's sketchy stuff.
Ah, I get those two.
So the tickets for that day one event are on sale. Go and, yeah, like I said, mega64.com/gamedays and get your tickets now. We haven't announced guests or anything, but there will be guests, just like last year.
He's a hardcore fan.
We might get Eric. We're trying to get Eric.
Eric might be there.
Hi, no guarantees. Like, literally, none at all.
I see in the chat, yes, confirm. Kurt Dog Gaming will have a panel.
Confirmed.
Yeah. We won't, but he will. And
Ryan Abashakra, are you a guest confirmed for this
convention? Oh, don't talk to him. He's trying to catch an Eevee right now.
I just got an Eevee.
God damn it.
Don't bother him.
All don't bother me. I'm Eevee.
I'm so upset.
That joke sucked before, but you made it good.
I'm so upset with you right now because those words were coming out of my mouth.
Oh, man.
Piece of shit.
So, is that Carl's Jr.?
Son of a bitch. Oh.
I'm glad I've not been able to do that twice in my life.
Jesus, I hate it. But anyway, so check it out. Day one event. Tickets are on sale there. Day two, we go to Disneyland. Some people are asking, will there be Disney discounted Disneyland tickets? Originally, we were told no. And ooh. Then we were corrected. They told us that maybe. There will be. So keep an eye out this week, actually. This week there will be a link. If you if you don't have an annual pass or any of that stuff, you just want a ticket to Disneyland that day, there will be discounted tickets. So keep an eye out.
And it's super fun. I think you can go look at the Facebook page about Mega 64 Game Days. Yeah. And there's a ton of photos from last year. Yeah. Get yourself acquainted with what you're in for and show up.
I want to know what you're announcing so bad.
The next announcement, however, is if you... Hey, everybody out there, say go to Game Days. But if you can't, if you're going to San Diego Comic Con...
Both of you in the chat.
Both of you in the chat.
All two of you.
If you're not, get ready to be pissed.
Pissed
off.
Uh-oh.
So pissed off.
I'm already pissed.
Did this
right
work
now?
Or not?
Does this doesn't look like it worked at all.
It looks like this is fucking broken.
Oh, cool. This is good.
Can someone spray confetti cum through the... Hey! Get it on
this
Brian.
This fucking thing didn't post the image that I... Okay, hold on.
Get it in Brian between his toes. Did you do a tweet with nothing behind it?
No, I did, and it didn't fucking do it right.
That's cool.
Brian, stick your feet up in the... We'll fetishize them. Squirt.
Hey, wait. Can we just, like... Can I just get right up here and you get me? I just go like, second.
How about we mama bird, baby bird?
Yeah. Okay. Garrett's on the wrong side. He's being on the second, bro.
No way.
I don't like this.
You're covering up the sensor.
I don't want to be a part of this.
I'm getting out. I'm sorry.
I hope these little heart things come to my face. there it is. Did you delete the
there
images?
It is. Ladies and gentlemen,
did you
I don't see it.
Yeah,
you
did.
If you're going to San Diego Comic Con, hey, check Twitter right now. Twitter.com/Mega64.
Check that out.
An exclusive poster that we're going to have only at San Diego Comic Con.
Pretty
San Diego Comic Con. Yeah, it may scare you.
What does it say? Is there a typo?
No. I'm just saying, for exclusive, I call them Exclusies.
Yeah, this.
There you go. San Diego Comic Con exclusive poster. Come by our booth. And we're going to have all the other big stuff that we had at Anime Expo and RTX, too. So that'll be fun.
Yes.
Thank you, Drilly812. This looks great.
Yeah. Napoleon, I believe, is his name. Mm. Thank you so much. That guy's
Ryan,
a great artist.
Smith.
Yeah.
I'm the Joker. Don't be scared, guys. It's just a poster.
Exclusive. That's awesome.
Dope.
Yeah, that's like one of the coolest posters.
Now they get to see it.
We're going to have that, but also, too, if you missed out, we fought through the legal hurdles.
Uh-huh.
We will have Loser Team posters.
Oh!
You sorry, Mr. Teeth. Sorry.
And you know what? Hangnose in a better place than Gus did. I thought that was pretty disrespectful. I called him a rat. I thought that was pretty disrespectful.
We worked so hard on this movie.
You know what?
Poster.
And they announced... They announced Laser Team 2.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so...
Don't worry.
It's okay. We announced Loser Team 2.
At the panel, we announced
We would do a little...
We modified our posters.
Oh, you just do it. And we kept telling people, look, we're still trying to kickstart one. You know,
but
it'll get made, but definitely...
Yeah,
we're
stretch goal.
Stretch goals.
So
come by the booth, buy two posters. One that's normal.
Someone's like, can you modify one to two?
I love that person.
So then I put... like back in action, and that's the that you.
Did you see some of the tweets about? Like, we told everyone, like, "Oh, go get Bernie to sign it." So Bernie signed it. Somebody came back, and they're just like, "Yeah, he signed it. He wasn't happy about it." And then Colton Dunn.
Yeah.
Tweeted a picture of Loser Team. He signed it. Tweeted it, and he just went, "Yo, what is this?"
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh man,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Gus posted a picture of it in the bathroom.
Yep.
No, somebody else on Twitter posted an image of, I got Laser Team and Loser Team side by side, and it cracked me up because Bernie in the Laser Team poster is looking to the side like, and he's looking right at our poster.
Yep, it's
like,
awesome.
You fucking idiots.
It's awesome.
I like how our poster is a lot smaller than the poster too, because
yes,
it is
so
tiny. It just fits everything. It's perfect.
Yep.
It's great.
You guys like nailed the poses, and I loved that there were like boots and
I love the name Rocco picked for me.
Fruit boots.
The credits at the bottom are the best.
It's
directed by Spielberg.
Yeah.
Just Spielberg.
Yeah. Hey, introducing Daniel Day-Lewis as Skeezits.
Yeah. Finally know who played Skeezits.
Finally.
Maybe if we have some Skeezits posters,
you should bring some
Skeezits
posters too.
Yeah. We have some. We have some
like in storage from years
ago. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey guys, get a Comic Con ticket now.
Yeah.
Go get one.
What are you doing?
Go get one.
Show up.
Mm-hmm.
People die at Comic Con. It's fine.
Poll for the chat. What was better, Laser Team or the Angry Video Game Nerd movie?
I'll tell you, Laser Team is my opinion on that. That's me.
Well, I'm curious what the public says.
Yeah, interesting opinion.
That's my opinion.
No, hang on. It's quiet while the chat decides.
Yeah,
I want the chat to decide. Yep. Do a poll. Isn't there a way to do a poll?
Let me check it out on your...
Start changing the shit instead of confetti to something else.
Yeah, I got a pole. Here
lasers
go.
And shit.
Whoa!
Blast off. Sorry, that was offensive.
That was offensive. Okay. This was supposed to be a lot less formal of a thing, but we ended up kind of doing a podcast.
We were going to play something.
Yeah, we were doing our shit.
I'm going to have to go soon because we talked for so long. It's been an hour and 32 minutes of a podcast.
Yeah.
I would have been upset earlier.
What the hell were we gonna play?
What the fucking heck?
I don't know, like...
What the fucking heck?